We continue Bezrat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Chala. We are up to Perek Bet Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, we learned the minimum amount of dough that is subject to the obligation of Afrashat Chala. The Mishnah said there, Chameshet Revaim Kemach, five Revaim, five quarters of kav of flour is the minimum. In our Mishnah, we will learn how much of the dough is separated as chala. Shi'ur ha-chala, echad me'esrim ve'arba'a. The minimum amount that a person has to give as chala is 1/24. Echad me'esrim ve'arba'a, 1/24 of the dough. Because the portion that has to be given has to be a significant amount. Less than 1/24 of a small dough is not significant. Ha'ose isa le'atzmo. If a person, whether a person makes a small amount of dough for himself, ve'ha'ose le'mishte beno, or he makes a large amount of dough for his son's wedding party, wedding celebration, echad me'esrim ve'arba, he has to separate 1/24 as chala. Nachtom shehu ose limkor bashuk. However, let's say a baker who makes dough to sell in the market, v'chen ha'isha shehi osa limkor bashuk, or a woman who makes dough to sell in the market, echad me'arba'im u'shmone. Then the obligation to separate is only 1/48 of the dough, because a baker usually makes a large amount of dough. So even 1/48 of such dough is a significant gift. And the same thing applies to a woman who makes dough to sell to others, even though she makes a smaller dough to sell, but she separates only 1/48 because the Chachamim set this as the minimum for all dough that is made to be sold. So for private, if a person makes dough privately for oneself, for private usage, it's 1/24. For public, meaning to sell in public, it's 1/48. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the amount given as chala if the dough became tameh. Nitmet isata. If a woman was making bread for her household and the dough became tameh, either because shogeget or anusa, either by accident. Let's say, for example, she mistakenly used a utensil that was tameh to make the dough. Or anusa, or it was an unavoidable circumstance. Let's say she became nida while making the dough. So then, echad me'arba'im u'shmona. She separates 1/48 of the dough instead of the usual 1/24. That's because chala that is tameh cannot be eaten, has to be burnt. So therefore, chachamim were lenient in this case, and they allowed her to separate the smaller amount, which is 1/48. Nitmet mezida, however, if let's say the dough became tameh intentionally, not by mistake, then echad me'esrim ve'arba'a, then she has to separate 1/24, kedeh shelo yehechote niska, so that a sinner doesn't gain because of the sin. Had she not sinned, the dough would have been tahor, and tahor dough, made for private use, is subject to the amount of 1/24. So therefore, she would have been obligated to give 1/24 as chala. So although the dough is now tameh, she still has to separate 1/24 so that she doesn't benefit because of the sin. Mishnah Chet. Rabbi Eliezer omer, nitelet min ha-tahor al ha-tameh. Hafrashat chala can be done, the chala can be taken from dough that is tahor, for dough that is tameh. Now this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, because really, lehalacha, according to Chachamim, Chachamim said you're not allowed to be mafrish chala from dough that is tahor and designated for dough that is tameh. That's because Chachamim were concerned that if you do so, you're going to bring them close to each other and they will touch each other. Since that is the halakha, that one has that the dough from which you take the challah has to be close to the dough that you are taking it for, So Chachamim were concerned that it might touch each other and it would become Tameh. So therefore you're not allowed to be Mafrish from Tahor onto the Tameh. But Rabbi Eliezer was not concerned about this, and he held Niteret mina Tahor ala Tameh. You can take dough from Tahor dough as Chala for the purpose of Tameh dough. Ketzad, how is this done? How is the Chala separated without the Chala becoming Tameh? So Rabbi Eliezer says as follows, Isa Tehora v'Isa Teme'ah. If someone has Tahor dough and Tameh dough, and he wants to designate a portion of the Tahor dough as Chala for both doughs, so this is what he does. Notel kedeh Chala me'isa shelo hurma Chalata. Notel kedeh Chala. He takes a portion of dough that's large enough to be Chala for both doughs. Me'isa shelo hurma Chalata. From the Tahor dough, if it has not yet had Chala separated from it. Ve'noten pachot mikabetza ba'emtza. And then he places a different piece of the Tahor dough, which is less than a size of an egg, of a kabitza, between the two doughs, touching both of them, acting like a bridge. This piece of dough, that's kabitza, will act as a bridge connecting the two doughs. And then he places the portion of dough that is going to be designated as chala on that bridge. So that he will be taking chala from something that is close to the doughs, since that bridge joins the tahor and tameh doughs together. So the chala is considered to be close to the tameh dough, and yet the chala does not become tameh because it's touching the bridge, not the tameh dough. However, as we said, v'chachamim osrim, chachamim forbid separating tahor dough as chala for tameh dough, even with this bridge, because the Chachamim hold that people might be afraid that the tahor dough will touch the tameh dough directly and become tameh, and they're therefore going to designate chala without setting up a bridge. So therefore, the Chachamim required that chala has to be separated from the tameh dough itself. You cannot take from tahor for the purpose of the tameh, and halakha ke Chachamim, that is the halakha. ברוך ה' לעולם, אמן ואמן.